see that many aspects, many relishment also come in our heart when we sing Damodarashtakam. Like, in this pastime you will see Lord Krishna is Supreme Absolute Truth. He knows everything. Yet, he will be experiencing something that he never experienced before. So as Mother Yashoda, she is going to experience something she never experienced before. So this is the phenomenon. This is the phenomenon that eternally, forever exists this uncontrollable feeling, and it expressed through many emotions. So Damodar Leela is very special to us because Sukadev Goswami knows unlimited pastimes, but what is most appropriate, he gives few in Bhagavatam. Just like we have Mahabharata here, we have like 100,000 verses, but when we see Mahabharata here, we don't see that much. In heaven, there's so many 100,000 verses there of Mahabharata, more than we hear. Because time, place, circumstance also, not everything can be absorbed. Just like Krishna's dancing with the gopis. It's like a lot of scholars in this world cannot accept, cannot understand. Very difficult. Because the conception of absolute truth is very difficult. So, with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Acharya, we'll begin our Damodar Leela. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatade Sutarine Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This Damodar Leela complete in few chapters, starts with 8, 9, 10, 11, almost it goes to 12. Last 2 weeks when we are discussing Damodar Leela, we mentioned that how Srila Prabhupada gives us some idea in order to not only participating in this, but the attitude we have to have. Then we'll be able to relish these beautiful divine pastimes. The whole month we dedicated for that. No? Every day, morning, evening we have seen. So Srila Prabhupada says that few things we should remember. The absolute truth is inconceivable. I mentioned this many times. What is inconceivable means my brain may not understand what I hear about Supreme Absolute Truth's behavior, his respond with his devotees. But because he is absolute truth, his lila and his devotee and holy dham, four things. Evam prahu priyanam cha dhamnascha samayascha cha. Abhichintaya prabhavetta na kinchit ati durgita. Abhichintaya means beyond our chinta, beyond our thought process. These four entity always. Lord, his devotee, his holy dham and his pastimes. So we have to accept inconceivable potential. Then another point, Jiva Goswami Pada writes, Viruddha dharman tasmin hi chittam. In this lila also we'll find, like for an example, you're supposed to surrender to God and then you'll become peaceful. Yeah? All your fear will go away. It says in Bhagavatam too, and Prabhupada sing actually, not only speak. There is one tape, Prabhupada sing, and he sing these two lines at least few times, I heard. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Harishara Smartabhakidirabhascha Abhayam Ichchata. If you want to be fearless, then you should hear and talk and sing the glory of the Lord. Then you hear Damodar Lila. I supposed to become fearless, but the Lord is fearful. He's fearful of his mother running here, there. Yeah? It sounds like contradict. Very simple pastime, but it sounds contradict. Mukti pradata sarvesam vishnureva na saṃsaya. Lord Shiva says, Prabhupada put this in Bhagavad Gita, that anybody want liberation, don't come to me. Shiva said, don't come to me, don't go to Brahma, go to only Vishnu. In this lila, we find that Mother Yashoda bind him, and Mother Yashoda told him, let me see how you get out of here. It sounds like he is going to liberate the world, but he cannot liberate himself. It sounds like an opposite contradictory, no? That he is Lakshmipati, possessor of unlimited goddess of opulences. But whole pastime took place because he had a bad mentality of stealing from others' house. Makhon Chor. They have a song in India, Makhon Chor. Braje prasiddham navanita choram. Oh, you are so famous in Vrindavan, Brajadham, as a thief. Srila Bilamangal Thakur writes, I am surrendering completely, bow down to the gangster of all thieves. Very poetic, very relishable. Why Bilamangal Thakur? He's such a great scholar. He's bowing down because this stealing is not a stealing of this world. It's absolute truth who doesn't need anything. Why then he steals? That is the mystery of this pastime. We have to discuss why, what causes him to steal. So this sounds like a contradiction. Generally in America or anywhere in the world, almost all the thieves, they steal because they don't have enough. Even the big CEO or whatever you say, the big executive officer in the big company, they also get caught with stealing the stock or something like that. Always some news in the newspaper. Because they don't have enough. But Krishna is unlimited opulence. What he needs, little butter. Even doesn't make a logic, even she can figure it out. If she has a 900,000 cows giving milk, how much butter milk can your mom produce? Do you need to go to steal? Logically, material calculation doesn't make any sense. But yet, he became a thief. Not only thief, he became a gangster. That he would use the child of the house to go against the house and rob the house. So these are the opposite contradictory. So here, Jiva Goswami Pada writes that he says, Prabhupada quote this verse many times, Muni Pungavanam, that munis, they're very, you know, air is going very high speed, the airplane, helicopter, all this Sputnik goes. But the mind can go faster than that. You can go to India and come back in a second. Just by the mind, you know, so fast. In any speed, whether it's mind or anything that cannot reach Supreme God's lotus feet, ever, cannot reach. Mother Yashoda wanted to reach, the chase began, she just grabbed him. We sing this, we just sang, right? Namami Saram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalango Kule Brajamanam Yashodavi Alokalabhavamanam Paramishtamatanta Dhruta Gopal. The Dhruta Gopal, he is running so fast, but this gopi, Mother Yashoda, Paramishtam Atanta, from the back, just grabbed him. That no sadhu, yogi, rishis, billions of years meditation cannot reach the lotus feet, and Mother Yashoda, she got it, just like this. So this pastimes is very appealing to our ultimate needs. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami put this, that we should remember this word. All mutually opposite characteristics simultaneously exist in the absolute truth. How? Harmoniously. Means it doesn't conflict. You follow? It doesn't conflict. It sounds like opposite. Opposite characteristics. Richest man, steely. Doesn't make, but it is very harmonious. Harmonious means actually it's the most enjoyable. How? That is what we discuss. This is the discussion. How it is so harmonious? Even though it sounds like it doesn't match. So Srila Prabhupada in 10.9.18 verse. Somatu sinna gatrayo visrata kavara srija dishta parishramam Krishna kripaya asit sabandane. This famous verse. Dishta parishramam Krishna, when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda whole day laboring. Remember where we stopped? That's where we stopped. The Mother Yashoda was laboring whole day. It started from morning. Morning, right after, like around early morning, where she was churning the milk. We discussed that milk the cow, boil the milk, and she was churning to make the butter. Whole idea was that she will milk herself, she will boil herself, she will churn it, she will make the butter herself, and she will feed herself without any help. She never got in her entire life because she has 100,000 maid servants. Difficult. Today is the only day that she could find that she could get this service. So it was very nice. But some or other service being interrupted because the milk was boiling. Over boiling. Remember what happened, why milk was boiling? We should remember, in spiritual world, everything is consciousness. No dead matter. No dead matter. Vaikunthe prithibadi sakali chinmay, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vaikunthe prithibadi sakali chinmay. The earth, air, water, fire, ether, they are all conscious. You are sitting in a chair. The chair is a person. It will make you give him massage, well, you don't need over, you don't get this kind of body over there. You have a Sachidananda body, which is never need any massage. But then we see Krishna get massage every day from the coward boys. Every day they give massage. It's for service. They're feeling so much expressed by seeing Krishna. Nothing he can do, you know. This is the very sweet way to look at it. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, the personality of Krishna, absolute truth, is so loving, it is not that he has to do something to make it loving. He is constitutionally positioned as a most lovable person. Most lovable person. It is not that, oh, because we also deserve his love, so he's going to love us. Actually, the personality Krishna is positioned in a such a way that never ever Krishna stop loving ever. Question may come, then how come we don't feel? Sometimes so many people will say we don't feel. Then Prabhupada answered on that, that just like the sun is always giving light. Sun is always giving light, yes? But sometimes cloud comes and blocks our sun. So similarly, this cloud is blocking us that the sun has no light. But sun has all the time light. So Krishna is always loving. Never ever a time that Krishna ever stopped. No sloka, no reference. I never found him. But everywhere I see, Krishna is always, every shastra is backing this, that Krishna is always. Rasa vaishaha, rasam hi ayam labdha anandi bhavati. Rasam hi labdha anandi bhavati, that Krishna is the condensed form of bliss and is always inviting the soul, come and enjoy with me. In 9th Canto, chapter 4, Durvasa Ambarish Maharaj's case, when Durvasa went to the Lord, Lord says that all the six opulences with me. Sriya Vaikantiki. Sriya means six opulences. Madbhakte Sadhuvi Vina. Even though all the six opulences with me, but I never enjoy without my devotee. We should remember this. Supreme God, Supreme Absolute Truth, his entire opulences, he never enjoys without devotees. And he's always inviting us. So many proof. We sing every day. Just today we sing. Iti Driksha Lilavi Ananda Kunde. Ananda Kunda means pools of ecstasy. Pools, like a lake, pond. Iti Driksha Lilavi. Oh my Lord, your lila is like an Ananda Kunda. Kunda means like a Radha Kunda, you know, Kunda means like a big lake or pond. Iti Driksha Lilavi Ananda Kunde. Saghosam Nimajjantam Akhapayantam. Nimajjantam means I am drowned. I am drowned in the pools of ecstasy. Tadiye sita geshu bhakti jitatam puna prematastam satabriti mandi. So, Satyavrata Muni is appealing and the Lord is also responding, oh, I am always drowned into ecstasy. Why don't you come and experience same thing? So Acharya takes this. Oh, Lord Krishna eternally send the invitation to all the conditioned soul. Come to Brajadham and drown with me into ecstasy. This is what Vrindavan. Vrindavan, yesterday we went to see Dasarathi Prabhu. He was in ICU. In emergency, so myself and Keshava Prabhu we went. And it's very funny because the doctor told us that there was a nurse, two nurses, anyway, they told us that, told him, well, we are there also, and he told us that also. The doctor said that he's supposed to be in seizure or coma or dead. He is neither. So we were chanting Gopi Git and Damdas. It was very nice in emergency. But you can see that devotees are always protected by Krishna. It's practical. I see that. It's very nice. We spent some time. We were singing in the emergency. And they were listening, the nurses there. They could not participate, but they were spectator watching this. But they were very surprised. The devotees are very enthusiastic. Krishna is so nice. Krishna never ever stop loving, because it is not that he's trying. We should not think like this. You know, in the material world, we try to love somebody. We figure it out. Krishna is not doing that. He is made of that. Visharada navataranya sunischinta. He never thinks. Nischinta means he never think what to do. His body is made of bliss. So always bliss is emanating. And everything is made. Very sweet. But then we see Krishna is always active. The nature, Prabhupada gives. Anybody heard that lecture? You'll see one word Prabhupada used. Duhe kore hurahuri. And then when I heard this many, many years back, I was looking, I could not find. Those days we didn't have better ways, in my opinion. And then I found, it took like a long time, and then I found, oh, Prabhupada picked up one word from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a constant competition who can please more each other. The Brajavasi trying to please Krishna, and Krishna is trying to please Brajavasi. In that loving exchange, there is game, play. What is it? Emotion. There are eight emotions. You may not understand sometimes this technical, I could not understand, but now I love this because this is very helpful. The tools the Rupa Goswami Pad gives. Srila Prabhupada gives very details in Nectar of Devotion. So in short, I'll tell you why. Because in 73, you probably heard, in LA, Prabhupada was speaking. While Prabhupada was speaking, all of a sudden he started crying. And then for a few little time, Prabhupada didn't speak. And then again Prabhupada started crying. And then speaking, and he immediately started crying. He could not stop. On the third time he stopped, because he was like completely voice choked. Emotion. How this emotion takes place? This is what we need. We need this. Prabhupada did say in San Francisco. The Prabhupada says in San Francisco that, what's his name? Garga Muni Maharaj. There was a Sunday feast, Prabhupada was leading the kirtan. And all the devotees are like dancing, chanting, mostly like a new, you know, hippies. They're chanting, dancing, and in that ecstasy, Prabhupada had a tears coming. And everybody in the Sunday feast also dancing wild kirtan and chanting and also crying. So Garugamani Maharaj, he could not understand. This is too much. He thought it was like a matter. So even outside. So later on, Prabhupada came outside and he says, so how was the kirtan? He said, oh, it was good, but I came out. I said, why? He said, I didn't like it. It's like everybody started crying. Prabhupada said, that's what we need. What do you mean? This is what we need. So Prabhupada said, when you feel love for the Lord, then this is it. You know the famous, all the leaders gathered together in Atlanta temple where Prabhupada was asked, what will please you the most? So they had a pre-understanding that maybe more bigger book distribution, more, you know, Sankirtan, Harinam, all these things. But Prabhupada did not say any of this. He says one thing. Everybody knows it and everybody remembers. You remember that? Prabhupada says, when you develop love for Krishna, that will please me the most.
Everybody was, they didn't expect that, but that was the Prabhupada's final.
When we develop love for Krishna, when Prabhupada says this, that means we already got that blessing from him. Now question is, we have to pull it out from our heart by hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like this, we see that how Prabhupada explained to Yogamani Maharaj, no, this is normal. Of course, you don't see it every Sunday, but that was that time, Prabhupada's time. It was very nice. So, we'll back to this Mother Yashoda's. This verse, Samatu Sinna Gatraya Vishwata Kavara Srija Dishta Parishramam Krishna Kripaya Ashit Sabandane Kripaya. So two things we need in our life from this pastime, Damodar Lila. Two things for us. Prabhupada mentioned this. Now first thing we say to understand the Lila, what do we have to remember? Inconceivable. Four things are inconceivable. The Lord, His devotees, Holy Dham, and Lila. Very good. So four things are inconceivable, means we may not understand with our brain or reason, logic. Don't use those. Just accept it. You will experience mystic Prabhupada. If you simply accept it, simple heart. Because I come from a material material contamination, something like that. But if you simply accept the word of Prabhupada and Acharya, then we'll be experiencing spiritual ecstasy. Here, her braided hair had a, what they call, the silk things, the ties. Ribbon, you say ribbon? Something like that. She was trying to tie Krishna. Is it the first time Mother Yashoda tying Krishna on his waist? No. Every day she ties Krishna's waist. She put on the dhoti. You follow? She put on another belt. These are all explained in Dasamiti Pani of Sanatana Goswami. She put a nut that keeps him very fit. So every day she is tying his waist. What is the big deal today? Why today such a big that morning till all the way whole day pass she cannot tie his waist? It's not something surprise, but it is surprise. What did you say? The first thing Prabhupada said we should remember? This Lila is inconceivable. Even though she ties every day, but it is inconceivable means she is trying with her ribbon first. Two fingers short. Somewhere Prabhupada said 2 inches short. Some said 2 fingers. It's the same thing. 2 fingers short. Then, with the help of her other ladies came, she brought from the cowshed big, big ropes, 10, 20, 100 feet, and she's trying. Every time 2 fingers short. Why? Inconceivable. You understand? Just accept it. That's all. Don't put a logic. Well, if it is too short, I can add this. It won't work. This thing doesn't work like this. Prabhupada says 2 fingers short. Sukhdev Goswami says we have to accept it. Mother Yashoda actually could not bind. Period. She could not bind. She failed. What was the logic she had that she kept on going? You want to do something, kept on going whole day. You want to tie your son or child. What makes you keep on going? She had one idea. Even sometime big, big sadhus, scholarly, they come to Vrindavan and they investigate to find out what is the status of these folks in this? Now, out of that, iti adhya rama krishna इति आद्या नंदगोप रामकृष्ण कथा मुदा न बिंदते भव वेदना. वेरी स्वीट वर्स इन भागवत मेसेज. इति आद्या नंदगोप रामकृष्ण कथा मुदा that the Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasi, all the time, 24 hours a day, they go and dream. Their dream is not like our dream. For us, Prabhupada says, everything is dream. Even wake in the non-Krishna conscious life is also dream. Because during the subtle dream at night, you didn't have access of the physical. Because in the subtle, you are doing something in the subtle body, yes? But during the physical, you don't have access last night dream. Can you go back last night, what you saw and try to adjust it? No, you don't have access. You follow? And during the dream, you could not come to, because you are lying down, your body is lying down, but you think you are not lying down, you are going somewhere else. You follow? You like, so, because you don't have access either one from other side, both are dream. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up soul. Wake up from what? From these three stages. Either you sleeping or dreaming or deep sleep. Wake up. So material world, all these people in Alachwar, Gainville, is the soul are walking? No. It does not say. You have Bhagavad Gita, you look at it. Na kartittam na karmani, 5:14. Na kartittam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu. Na karma phala samyoga svabhavastu pravartate. Svabhavastu. Everything runs by nature. You do not act. You are witnessing. You remember in the Bhagavad Gita there is a picture of a horses, five horses. And there is a driver with a rein, and there is a guy on the passenger seat going like, ah, something like that. I don't know, whoever did the painting. You saw that painting? In Bhagavad Gita, you'll see. So, Prabhupada liked it, I was told, that where are you in that painting? In the passenger. Who is the driver? No? You have Bhagavad Gita? It doesn't say mind. Buddhi into Saratim Vidhi. He's the driver. Intelligence is the driver. And the rein is the mind. And the five horses are five senses. Where am I? You are not doing anything. The nature is doing. Na kartittam na karmani. You are not acting, neither you inducing anybody to act. Lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala sanjoga svabhavastu pravartate. Everything is automatically running by a machine created by nature. Just like Prabhupada says, you have a old movies, you have a like a, you put a thousands of dead film, and then with the engine motor, when the dead film moves so fast in the screen, you see that everything is like alive. Yes? Isn't look? You remember old days? Anybody remember? Old days you had a film. Maybe they still have, I'm having. So Prabhupada gave that example. Our body is just like this, all pre-recorded. No, I am now 40. No, 40 was there already. It's just that the light, the time is called light, and then the movie was not there yet, so you didn't see the 40. Oh, I'm 50 years old. 50 years old already done. The moment you are born, the movie is already came with this. The body, whole body cycle is came. But you are experiencing, wow, I became now 50, wow, I became 20. These are all in an illusion, in a sense, is already pre-recorded. So what the soul is doing? Soul is experiencing, that's all. The mind doesn't experience. Intelligence doesn't experience. It is the soul, conscious being. But in a very low level, tamogun, the soul thinks he is the body. That is the problem. Then little higher he thinks he is the mind. Whatever he's thinking, that's him. But when you come to sattvagun, then you'll start seeing something you never saw before. And then when you connect with Shuddha Sattva, that time you will see actually your thought is different than you. But it is coming through you, coming from you. It's filtering, you know? Like my vision is coming, but I have a red glass, I'm seeing red. You will be separating. Oh wow. It's not really red, but I'm thinking it is red, but it's not. You will be like separating your mind from you. It's very difficult unless somebody comes to that advanced stage. It's very difficult. Doesn't make sense sometimes. But when you come to that stage by chanting and engaging in devotional path, then you can literally see, there is no really red, it's just a glasses I'm wearing. The mind is separately from you. Every thought is coming, is not you. It's just waves, like Prabhupada says, like a waves. So what do? That time you are fixed in the spiritual path, means your heart become like an ocean. All these waves, desire coming and crashing, you are not affected. These are called advanced devotees. They are called advanced devotees. They are not disturbed by it. But they see that modes creating this, all this problem, this, that. Mind is going agitated. But he is not affected because he is separate from them. But he still see it. You follow? He still see it. He is not affected because he voluntarily withdraw himself from this. That is the difference. Anyway, so here, Mother Yashoda and Damodar Lila, we see these two things, these two fingers represent endeavor and mercy. Very good. Thank you. Mercy and endeavor. So what we are doing nowadays? We are endeavoring. Endeavoring for what? Mercy. Even though it is for both, but in the beginning stage, we are endeavoring for mercy. So it's like if Prabhupada say you do this, it's a good example. I won't say the name, but Jayadita Maharaj told me a story. One of his godbrother, Srila Prabhupada, told him to supervise the construction. And he thought, why should I supervise the construction? I should study and chant, become like advancing that level. He could not put two together. The Prabhupada instruction is more valuable than studying. So later on, after Prabhupada departed, he was some or other disturbed by the mind that he deviated from the spiritual path. And he got married and he went in a construction business. And he passed for 22 years and then he got sickness. So sickness, and he got scared, you know. He wanted to become serious and chanting. Then all of a sudden he remembers everything what Prabhupada told him. So Maharaj said that if you would follow at that time Prabhupada's instruction, you didn't have to go through all these things. Because sometimes Prabhupada is so, according to Shastra, we have to see Prabhupada according to Shastra. He is expansion of Paramatma within the heart of every jiva. Jive shakshat nahi tati guru chaitarupe shiksha guru han krishna mahanta sarup. In Chaitanya Chaitamita Mahaprabhu give this. Who is our guru, Prabhupada? Jive shakshat nahi tati guru chaitarupe. Guru chaitarupe. That merciful personification has a two features. He is inside your heart as a chaita guru. When he sees that you are ready, then he comes out as a pure guru. But I have some mundane idea, so I calculate maybe he's Indian body.
These are not, Shastra doesn't say that. You follow? Everything we should see through the eye of Shastra, then we'll have an unflinching faith. When we'll have an unflinching faith, then to Guru and Krishna, in that way, it says, Jasya devet parabhakti, jatha deve tatha guru. Tasyeta katita artha prakashante mahatma. That time, all the essence of Shastra, everything will be revealed in the heart of you, of a sincere soul, followers. When? We generally think sometimes, when I'll understand and know everything about Krishna consciousness, so I can be very fixed. Sometimes our mind feels. What this verse explains, when we have unflinching faith to Prabhupada, Krishna, same way that no doubts, that time, by their mercy, it will reveal in the heart automatically. All of a sudden you will be feeling the testing machine to progress in spiritual path is not outside, it's inside. Sometimes we experience. You have ice cream and you have a tongue. But tongue does not know what is the flavor of ice cream. And ice cream doesn't have a tongue to speak about it. So what do? Bring it together. When the ice cream comes to contact with the tongue, then the tongue says, yeah, it is tasty. But before, no connection. You follow? Same logic. When we come forward and their mercy connects, endeavor and mercy, then all things realize. Then we are pure Krishna consciousness. These pastimes, I know I'm not talking so much pastime, I'm talking philosophy. But these pastimes has so many facets, so many practical lessons for us. That's why. And every acharya gave commentary of why these two fingers is so important. Now you understand, the endeavor and mercy has to be combined. When you have this, then you will have all these nine symptoms. So much explanation given. Khanti abhartakalattam viraktimana sunnata asabanda samutkanta namagani svadaruchi. The whole explanation, the symptom. If you are Krishna conscious, what are the symptoms? These are the symptoms. In nectar of devotion given, Chaitanya Chaitamita given.
So when Mother Yashoda is trying to find Krishna, she's always two fingers and one is short. And it represents endeavor and mercy.
Yes.
But where was she? She was endeavoring. She was endeavoring to find him. But she had the endeavor.
She had the endeavor, but what made her to go on? We never discussed. What made her to go on? So Karna Muni asked this question to her. How you go on? What made to go on? Then Mother Yashoda's conception is like this. This question already discussed. Who created this world? Mother Yashoda answered. God, Supreme God created this world. Who created this boy? Krishna said, I. He comes from me. You understand her conception? She has so much love, she doesn't think that God created Krishna. She is so much in love, she said the whole world is created by God. I agree. Everybody is created by God. As for my son, come from my body. I raised him with my breast milk. I carried him in my tummy for 10 months, 9 months. I know what he needs. She has so much attachment. So any other idea does not. So she said, I want to raise the son, not as a gangster, as a civilized, most healthy, heroic child. If I don't discipline now he is stealing. In future he will be dacoits. So I must discipline him. And we discussed those. She had so many coins, the today no maid servants, remember? And Krishna always mischievous, he's not like a quiet, like a lot of child you see like this. You know, we should remember, Krishna is not just a child. I give you a little 1 minute, one pastime, that one time Mother Yashoda told the
girls, just take care of him. Take him away from here because I'm making this arrangement for his puja today. So just take him. So where should we take him? Just take somewhere in the palace, 50 rooms and other. So they take to in front of all the brahmanas are doing the jagna. So brahmana are doing the om bhur swaha, om bhuva swaha, om swat swaha, om bhur bhuva swat swaha. Krishna all of a sudden in front of everyone, they didn't even see. He comes and drop the whole ghee and big fire. Oh my God, all brahmana jump, take the baby, take the baby. Came to for peaceful, for his peace they are doing this. But he makes it big. The brahmana gets scared. No child act like this. He's just a baby crawling. And then Mother Yashoda was informed that the big fire, take him somewhere else. Maybe we should just lock him quietly one place. Nanda Maharaja's dressing room. Okay, Nanda Maharaja's dressing room. But they didn't know Nanda Maharaja has a big sword, you know, because those days they had a stick and sword. Gawala means village. Gawala means village life. Prabhupada, even one lecture I remember I was driving and Prabhupada says, absolute truth, decide to be live with the Vaishya community in a village. That is the highest happiness. Not a city life, not a suburban or upgraded, you know, some kind of a fancy place or paradise. No, very simple village life with a, not a Brahmana community, not a Kshatriya, Vaishya. And if you really think, if you are from India, you will know. I mean, if you are born in India, you will know. Just being India in America, you may not. That in my village, I remember, when they say somebody has no brain, he has to do something. Ah, he can do cow pasture. And if you really think, like, what is this? Why absolute truth Krishna, what does he do all day? Cow pasture. And in the village, they literally talk, like when somebody has no brain, like nothing to do. Cow pasture. Gwala. Gwala has no brain. They don't need brain, they just do some cow pasture. Take a stick and you don't need brain to do cow pasture. And Supreme Absolute Truth loves to do that. This is what builders, that Krishna is tasting his highest happiness in a simple village as a cow pasturing, and he does all kind of mischief. Then when he took it to Nanda Maharaja's this dressing room, Nanda Maharaja did this one. All of a sudden, even though it's a very, because it's inconceivable, all the coward boys, those girls are watching, he just all of a sudden crawled to the sword and is holding the sword. You know, sword has a sharp edge. And all these girls freaked out. What do we do? Should we force him? And he won't let go. Because the baby's finger, it will cut. They call Mother Yashoda and they are like having emergency to take his little finger slowly so that it doesn't cut because sword is very sharp. Where to hide? There's no place anywhere. You think you come to Krishna's house, his supreme absolute peaceful God, you will become peaceful. You ask Mother Yashoda. So they ask Mother Yashoda. Oh, every moment, purposely Krishna enjoyed that he's running 50 rooms. You know 50-room palace? I don't know, is there any place? Probably not. 50-room palace. And Krishna's running one, and each room has a dwar, what they call threshold, not like American threshold. Like they have like a little up, you know, in Vedic standard, so that outside water or outside dirt, nothing comes in. You know, like there is a border, the ability. And Krishna goes and is so, Prabhupada translated in Nectar of Devotion, Krishna's thigh is how? How does Krishna's thigh? Anybody read that chapter? Thigh. When he was baby. Chubby. Very chubby caboose like this, you know? Very chubby, very, very healthy, strong and laughing. He's always like running. And every room he passed, boom, fell. And mother just... By the time she goes to do something, he's running again. He keeps all these devotees busy 24 hours a day. They literally get like heart attack almost. Because he fell, but when he fell, they want to like, generally baby cries, but by the time they want to grab him, he's already running to another. And he's going to do the same thing. So they are so scared that it's very difficult. I'm just giving you a little synopsis. There's so much that what Krishna does every moment. But it is so unique. When the gopi, when these girls, they sit sometime and they just chant. Very peacefully, quietly they chant. They think of him. And then all this memory comes and they completely hypnotize. They cry for Krishna. They forget that the whole day or whole year, whole life passed, million year gone. They have no clue. You understand? This is very important to know. What is the difference between material happiness and spiritual happiness? Huh? Material happiness is from outside. And spiritual happiness? Inside. Yes, it is eternal, but inside. Eternal, when you say, we don't have access, it sounds like, you follow? When you say inside, oh, that means I have to, you follow? It's like, where it says, in Bhagavad Gita, Vajjasparsheshu Ashaktamana Bindati Atmani Jatsukham. Bindati means here. Atmani, within Atma, Bindati Atmani Jatsukham. What kind of sukha or satisfaction, pleasure you will get inside? How it is happiness arising in your feeling, experience? Sa brahma yoga yukta atma. Because you have a connection now with Supreme Brahma. Where is Supreme Brahma lives? Oho bhagyam nanda gopa braja kasham. Jat mitrani paramananda purna brahma sanatana. Jat mitrani parama. This parabrahma from Supreme Brahma, from whom impersonal Brahman, Mahat Brahman, Jiva Brahman, everything, all Brahman comes. Where is he? He is in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj playing. Bhagavatam, very simply. You must have connection with this, then you'll feel happiness inside. And this happiness, how long it will last? Like you have a sex, or food, or sleep, or watching a movie. It has a beginning, it has an end. But this happiness, he says, sukham akshayam asnute. Akshayam. Akshayam means finishing. Akshayam means there's no beginning, no end. Once you are connected, you will be experiencing. At that time, this world will not recognize you that you are experiencing. But world will think this person is like working so hard, like they see Prabhupada. So working so hard day and night, sacrificing everything. But what impetus? Impetus is he is spiritually directly connected with the Lord in an ecstatic form that his happiness has no bound. That's why I bring that point that in Amsterdam, on the third day, the devotees, they are concerned. After 3 days, they literally went to Prabhupada. Are you okay? Prabhupada said, yes. See, you are very grave and very serious. We thought maybe you are not feeling well. So Prabhupada said, I've never been so happy in my life. I'm trying to control it. But what did our world saw? He's suffering. You understand? So this is called Svayambeddha Dasha. What you experience, what Brajabhasi experience, nobody knows. And Krishna is crazy to experience what they experience. That's why there is a war. Not a war in a bad sense. War means Krishna wants to take taste like Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna wants to, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, you see how he was tasting like Prahlad Maharaj, like Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to taste her Srimati Radharani's mood. Why? Because of this. They taste unlimited, but it's a different flavor. not exactly same what Krishna. Where is the proof? Chaitanya Chaitanya. Vishaya Jatiya Sukha Amara Asad. Ama hoite koti gon ashraya Allah. What I experience as a God. People, they may think God enjoy the most. That's true, but they don't know what God enjoy. What Krishna does in Vrindavan? If you really think, what does he do in the morning till night? What does he do? Well, he never sleep, literally. What does he do? Always, you wanted to say? Or are you raising your hand? Okay. Always we should remember, always he is serving his devotee. You want to be God? Even to impersonalist or Mayavad, come and serve the devotee. That's what Krishna does. If you are interested more, you go in chapter 6. I think 108 or 107. Bhakta bhav haite adhik sukha nahiyar. What is the first line? The second line is Bhakta bhav haite adhik sukha nahiyar. Prabhupada translates that God enjoys as a God's, what do you call, naturally legitimate or entitled to godly enjoyment. Yes? But higher than godly enjoyment, is there higher than godly enjoyment? Yes. In this verse. Bhakta bhav haite adhik sukha nahiyar. That even God finds more enjoyment as a devotee when he comes to serve the God. That what makes God comes as a devotee, like Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see all other incarnation, Parashuram, he saw Krishna immediately pay obeisances. He's also God. True God. Two God, both God. Parashuram is God. Krishna is God. But one God is paying obeisances, Prabhupada says, immediately to Krishna. It's unlimited happiness. More than... So the idea of... I mean, I don't know what is God enjoyment. Neither the soul can really enjoy like God. But God is explaining this, that his enjoyment as a devotee is higher than as God. Therefore, what Mahaprabhu has come to give is unlimited, and we should be always, every day, motivated by that. Motivated by that. There are two types of devotees we should always remember. One, until there is a border point. Natra shastram na yuktim lobho utpatti lakshanam. Lakshanam means symptom. Until you develop a greed, what is the symptom of greed? Natra shastram na yuktim. You don't need motivation of shastra reference and logic. You know, we should chant. Otherwise, you know, time is passing. You don't need any of this. What do you call it? Motivation, impetus. Because your greed is developed. Greed. Greed. Greedy. Yeah. Well, what is the external symptom? An internal symptom? No envy. Envy disappear much before that. That time, he finds importance to be Krishna conscious every moment. So I ask myself, do I feel that? Do you feel every moment you have to be Krishna conscious? That means greed didn't come yet. It's a simple way to check. Testing machine is where? Here. You ask yourself, do you feel like, oh, I'm tired. Now it's not Krishna conscious. Now the body wants to embrace the bed. I'm tired. When is it? I'm hungry. That time, when you feel that necessary, develops, then you know you have greed. There are many definitions given details. Just a simple way to check it. Until that, what do you need? Sadhu Sangha to encourage. Always you should have that. Always have an association of sadhu. And do not judge sadhu
by what you think what that person is. Sadhu, by their lifestyle, how they are dedicated to Krishna consciousness, how they are engaged in Krishna consciousness, how they... Now, with all this philosophy, I have a little problem. It's 8:17. I didn't even start this, so I have to finish. Today is the last or Tuesday of Damodar month. Next week, no more. So I have to finish this. No more philosophy. Right now, we are going to jump into where we'll cut short. That how long it took for two boys, these two trees fell. Everybody is with me? Last week we discussed two trees fell, Jamala Arjuna. So two trees fell. How come Mother Yashoda, where was she? And how in these two boys, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, they are praying. Wait, if you have a danger, tree fell, then the mind will be thinking like, what, didn't they all jump, ran to there, or their Lord is hearing their prayers and Lord having conversation? When danger happened, tree fell, what happened to the sound? Sound was controlled by somebody, sound didn't come, nobody knew the tree fell. Yes. Spara Sankuchitasya Krishna Lila Anusarata. Krishna Lila Anusarata. According to Krishna Lila, Yogamaya creates everything. How long these two boys, sons of Kubera, how Manigriba and Nalkubar, how long they prayed? As long they needed. You follow? And how long Lord had to reciprocate? As long needed. It can be 1 hour, 5 hours. What, the tree fell. Don't use your mind. Why did we say in the beginning? What was the keyword? Inconceivable means don't use your brain. Well, when did it? This is what it is. It is everything is Yogamaya arranging for nourishment. They, first time in their life, they are talking to the Lord. You follow? They didn't even pay obeisances. Why? They're crying. Lord says, why you are crying? Say, we want to pay obeisances. Then pay obeisances. We can't because you are so beautiful. We don't want to miss that beauty. Krishna is so beautiful that they don't want to pay obeisances because they will be close. Lord Chaitanya told this to Advaita Acharya too. Did you go to Jagannath temple? He said, yes. You did parikrama? He said, but you went back of the Lord. You missed his beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I can't. That's why Lord Chaitanya never do this parikrama there. Always looking at the Lord. So beautiful. Why you go around? When you are attracted like this, then you are okay. So the Krishna says that, now what do you want to do? You finish your prayers. I give you blessing. So they got the blessing that they went to heaven because they got their body back. And in heaven, they delivered millions of demigods and devotees by talking these beautiful pastimes and beauty of the Lord. And then they became assistant in Golok Vrindavan to great singer called Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta. You should always remember, Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta, they're very sweet singer in Golok Vrindavan, and they became assistant, this Nalkubar and Manigriba. But not immediately, they had to go to do some service for him, and they have to do some bhajan. Do not think like you can just jump in one life without doing bhajan. We have to endeavor. We have to endeavor. You can think of Muchukunda. Muchukunda came out. He saw the Lord face to face. He asked, can I enter into the Leela right now so I can serve? But Yogamaya created such a weird way because he's from Satya Yuga. He was 28 feet. And in Dapara Yuga, everybody is 14 feet. You know, if you have a double size, you cannot be part of the Leela. Because everybody will be looking, who is this guy? Where is it coming from? Doesn't look like a human. So Lord created. So Lord says, no, you go to Badrinath and do some bhajan. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, if he did bhajan before, he didn't have to do this. So it's for us to understand that we should always chant. We should really endeavor in this life so we don't have to do any more. When Krishna accepts us by the mercy of Prabhupada, we'll enter automatically. It is not possible by doing nothing that you will get it. Not possible. Not possible.
Krishna can give, but no record that Krishna gave like that. I'm giving the other side, that Krishna did not give. Many, many references there. And if Krishna gave, you will find that previous life he's done so much. They also give the past times, like Kaliya. Kaliya didn't like get like that. He was a Vedashira. He was a big sage. He was doing meditation for thousands of years. It was not accidentally he just got a footprint, he was a poisonous snake. No, no, not like that. He did so much austerity. So the history goes like this, we have to do our devotional practice, then we'll get it. So then after Krishna delivered these two boys, then they told the Lord. Lord says, what do you would like to do? He said, we want to stay here, but because we got this body, we cannot stay here. And this body already creating fear of all these boys. Remember until Krishna actually, his mother got stuck with the tree, what happened before? All the boys are clapping, come on Krishna, you can do it, come on. Keep on going, going, we are pushing, yeah. And some boys are watching, Mother Yashoda should not see. Now they have their old sneaky party. And then when this happened, the tree fell, then Krishna, all the boys cheered him up. Yeah, you did it, you know, like a hero, cheer, you know, all these cheering girls in, they all come from reflection of spiritual world. That's what Krishna gets every day, cheering party. And all the boys, then all of a sudden, when Nanda Maharaj came, Krishna is like scared and crying, and just like an innocent child who needs help. Nanda Maharaj was shocked. How this happened? Even before that, Balaram was acting like this. When Balaram came, he was shocked. My brother, who has done this? Mother Mangal said, shh, Maya, means mother did it. Mother did it. If I was here, I would not allow her. Then Krishna also acting because he loves his brother and his brother loves him so much. And his brother, Krishna all of a sudden changed his face to Balaram. He's like suffering mood. I won't be able to play whole day. I'll be stuck in this. And Balaram said, no way. I'm going to try to release you right now. We discussed this last week. Why all these boys, thousands of boys, why they could not untie when Mother Yashoda ties little nuts, you know, rope ties. They were like showing off. Mother Mangal said, move everybody, it's for me. I am a stout guy. He comes, he fails. Siddham said, I am the strongest, move everybody. Nobody can untie. Why? Huh? Jogamaya, you are right. Yes, Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Ras, when Vatsalya Ras do something, other Ras cannot release unless Ras is higher than that possible. Because higher Ras has Vatsalya Ras in. But Shukha Ras, the coward boy doesn't have Vatsalya Ras, so they could not do. Make sense? Very, Vrindavan is based on all rasa, tasting. Everybody is tasting. So after this, when Balaram found like this, he could not. Then Balaram thought, how do I release my brother? How do I release my brother? He went. He told Mother Yashoda. What did he say? Maya, do you know who I am? I'm Balaram Sankarsan. And who is my brother? He is Supreme Absolute Truth. He's still teaching to Mother Yashoda. He said, Mother Yashoda, he is Supreme Absolute Truth. I am his expansion. We are so powerful, his absolute truth. Just by little signal, I can destroy billions of universes. I can destroy this in a second. And he's speaking the glory of Krishna's opulence. And Mother Yashoda stopped her cleaning the deity room and she stood. One more word, I will bind you. And Balaram ran. He forgot all his opulence talk. Why? How come their opulence talk does not appeal? Because her vatsalya of love supersede, overshed all opulence. It's so powerful. Love supersede everything. Even in material world we see. Love supersede the most powerful. Prabhupada gave one example. In Vrindavan, Krishna also is the biggest controller. He is the supreme god and he controls actually everything. How? Through love. How Vrindavan runs? Prabhupada says Krishna is like a magnet. And all the Brajavasis is like iron. Who is moving? What is doing what? We'll see where the magnet is going. So everybody is focused on Krishna, then everybody see everything is harmonious. This is how Vrindavan. So at that time, Mother Yashoda, she was cleaning, she didn't hear, the tree fell. You follow? I'm not going to details because of the time. But everybody heard it according to their time to come. Nanda Maharaj was taking bath in Jamuna. When she heard it, then she came. When he heard it, he came. And then he was thinking, what happened? Something, there is no wind, there is nothing. You know, like when a big tree fell, there has to be some kind of a rain, wind, something. Earthquake or something, but there is nothing. Clear cut, you know, clean sky, nothing, everything is peaceful. All of a sudden when he came, he saw, he was shocked. And he came and saw his Lala, his son, he's like so scared and crying. And he put him all of a sudden on his lap. And then, I'm going to jump into this ending Leela, otherwise I won't be able to finish it. So that time Nanda Maharaj, he took him on his lap and he says, who has done this? But he cannot talk because he's like, you know, baby cry. Baby cannot talk, just halfway here, you know, the baby cry. He cannot talk. And Krishna is crying, 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 crying. And he's holding, grabbing Nanda Maharaj's neck and hugging. And Nanda Maharaj says, I'm so sorry, boy. I'm sorry. I'll never leave you like this. Who has done this? And finally, somebody's whispered, Mother Yashoda did it. How cool. Oh, when he used that word, he never does that. Never ever say anything wrong with Mother Yashoda. But he was overwhelmed by Krishna's punishment. Then all the ladies headed by Mother Rohini, she said, no, no, do not say like this. She is never cruel. Actually, she is never. She is never cruel. For the welfare of Krishna, she did this. She is never a mother that ever think of not loving Krishna. It's not possible. This is what she is made of. Uninterrupted, unmotivated, all the time loving Krishna. So then Nanda Maharaj and Krishna and then Balaram immediately came. So they sat on two sides of the lab. In village I see that the old people, you know. Nanda Maharaj was how old? 80 years. And now it's 2.5, so 82.5. So he is holding his two sons. Balaram is like a son. He's not directly son, but he also call him Baba. So Chutu Baba, Boro Baba, you know, Baba. Baba means father. So he's hugging. And Krishna is hugging and crying and crying and nobody knows what to do. And then all the discussion started. Who has done this? How this big tree fell? So all the coward boys, babies, they're 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years. Who listened 2.5 years in emergency? Nobody. So similarly, because over there also same, so it's reflecting here. All the coward boys, the 2 years, they say, we know who did it. So all right, they say, who did it? Two big guys. Krishna did it. Krishna pulled it and two big guys came out. You think they believed it? Of course not. That's baby talk. Okay, no problem. They just ignore. Then all the Brahmana says, it is only Narayan. The two demons came, two demons just burst out. And Narayan was there because you worshipping Narayan, Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, you and Mother Yashoda worshipping Narayan every day, so they protected your son. Nanda Maharaj says, yes. He believed. This is true. That we worship Narayan and Narayan protected our son. Otherwise, it would be horrible and he cannot even imagine what would happen if he would see Krishna really got hurt. He's crying also. This way, everybody talking about this incident. And the Brahmana immediately started something, how to protect this Lala, this demon never giving up to kill this boy. This boy is innocent, Krishna. Such affection, we cannot live without him. And their love for Krishna is growing. You follow? In this sad, intensifying their love. They are coming to a point where thousands of ladies are around Yashoda. What they are doing? No counseling, no talking, only crying. They love Krishna, they love Mother Yashoda. By the mercy of Mother Yashoda, they can hug Krishna. But today, what happened, they cannot understand. How this possible giant tree, sky-touching, sky-covered, height, fell and he was in between these two trees. If it was little bit close, he would be dead. This idea, they could not even think. They like started crying. So much love. Everybody crying, crying, crying. Finally, Mother Rohini, she said, we have to stop somewhere. Otherwise, we'll be crying whole day, night, and day after day. It will never stop. So she comes. She's like a mature mother. You know, in every family, there is a leader mother, elderly. So she comes. This cannot stop unless Krishna goes back to Mother Yashoda's lap. And everybody knows that Mother Yashoda was the cause of this. But nobody wants to talk because there is no fault in Mother Yashoda. Some or other this happened. How to reconcile? So she comes. She is giving proposal. She is giving signal to her son, Balaram. Go pull him, pull Krishna, tell him to come to Mother Yashoda. So Krishna, Balaram gets up. His little nadus, little bit more chubby. How do you say? Stout. Yeah, stout, chubby. He's pulling. Come on, we have to go to mommy. We have to go to Mother Yashoda. Krishna goes like this. You know, when the babies are angry, they don't just go like this. No! Like, just like this, Sanatana Goswami Bhagavan. He just pulls, and then Balaram says, oh, he's not in a normal. Okay, I don't want to do it. So Mother Rohini says, okay, it won't work. What do you do? So and then Upananda, Nanda Maharaj's elder brother comes. Krishna, where are you going to sleep tonight? I'm going to sleep with my daddy. He grabbed his father's neck and hugged him. Well, in the meantime, Nanda Maharaj had, always Nanda Maharaj has a pocket, just like we have a pocket. Well, we don't have a pocket here. But, Indian kurta has a pocket, both sides, And this kurta, because in spiritual world also they have a kurta with pocket. And Nanda Maharaj always keeps some special candy for Krishna. That's why children likes candy. Everything is reflection. So always he has some candy. So he pulls out some candy and give in the mouth of Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram very satisfied. Then Nanda Maharaj took these two boys on his lap. Like this, he stood up. He went to the cow barn shed and directly taking the order to the mouth of Krishna and Balaram. And they're taking candy and milk, hot milk coming from the order. And they are completely full now. Just directly. So then they come and sit down and then they're finishing. Then after this, Upananda says, who is going to feed you breast milk? My Baba. What is going to give you? From the cow, I don't need any other milk. Ooh, he's still upset with his mother. Very hard. The Mother Rohini, all the mothers, they're thinking, how do we do it? It's not going to be easily. So, Mother Rohini goes back to Mother Yashoda. She is like half conscious, half not conscious. And she will never revive unless Krishna comes. Because her life sustained by Krishna. This is what her life is. And she's like halfway like crying and all wet, so much cry. Prabhupada translate in Krishna book, Mother Yashoda's cry is like a Ganga and Jamuna. You know Ganga and Jamuna, how much water? You cannot calculate. So like this, so much water comes. So much, it's love. Her feeling for Krishna is pouring out. She's crying, 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 and everybody, millions of the mothers are crying. Nobody can counsel any. Everything will be slow as soon as Krishna comes. But what to do? And Krishna is not easy. If you think like Supreme Absolute Truth, it's not easy to carve it. So they came to a point where Mother Yashoda, pulse and heart is like almost stopping. They got so scared. Then Rohini Maya and all the elderly gopi, they went there. They're planning what to do. Then they discuss with Krishna. Well, Nanda Baba cannot cook every day. Yes, I don't need, I can get candy and the milk from the cow. Okay, who are you going to play with? With Baba. Who are you going to sleep with? With Baba. Who is going to take care of you when you need to take bath? Baba. Everything is Baba, means father. Everything is Baba, 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 Baba. So it's very hard. Then Mother Rohini Maya thought for a moment. Do you know Krishna? And she came near by his face. If you don't go right now, you may never see your mother, ever. You'll be. You know this signal means? You know this signal? Finish. Then this is like signal in India, like dedicated. And Krishna looked at Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba says, should go. Ran towards Mother Yashoda. Mommy, mommy, and Krishna cry and cry and cry. When Krishna came and ran and grabbed Mother Yashoda's neck, and Mother Yashoda's life just came back all of a sudden. And everything became, all these millions of ladies, all life like very nice, very happy. They, Mother Yashoda and Krishna hugged for long, long, long time. They just cried and cried. And it was nourishing and pacifying. What love she had before for Krishna, it 10 times multiplied today. What Krishna had a feeling for Mother Yashoda, he always has a feeling, 100% complete. But today it multiplied 10 times more than never experienced before. It's called renewing love. In America they do. You go to church. We are taking renewing our vow. Husband, wife. You know they do. I know. They do here. Same thing. Every lila only for this purpose of nourishing the heart of devotee and the Lord. In this way, Mother Yashoda, seeing this, many hours passed by. Mother Rohini Maya, she cooked some porridge, and Nanda Maharaj was told, and Nanda Maharaj came. Nanda Maharaj took some and gave Krishna and Balaram. Then they cooked a very nice meal, prasadam. After cooking very nice prasadam, Nanda Maharaj sitting down there. Now one problem is solved. What problem solved? The biggest problem. The union of Mother Yashoda and but Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they are the ideal parents. They have to come also very close. So Krishna and Mother Yashoda, Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, very unitely. So Nanda Maharaj sat down to eat and he told Krishna, I'm not going to eat unless your mother come and feed me. You know, in the marriage, I don't know Vedic marriage, the wife feed the husband. At least in Bengali marriage we saw that. Because in romantic life, Radhani also feed Krishna, Mother Yashoda also feeds Krishna sometimes. Out of love here you can see, some Hindi movie I saw that. Of course Hindi movie they make it all kinds of stuff. So somehow or other, Nanda Maharaj says, and then Mother Yashoda doesn't want to come. So what did Krishna do? He grabbed the sari anchal, the last part of the Mother Yashoda. You have to come, otherwise I'm going to cry. Mother Yashoda just came out from trauma, remember? So anything Krishna wants, okay, I'm coming. She doesn't want to come because she felt horrible. She felt guilty that she did this. She tied Krishna with this mortar, she felt. But it has to break up. So Krishna pulled her sari and she came all the way. He sat down. Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna says, you have to feed Baba, otherwise he won't eat. So she had to feed, and they look eye to eye, they started smiling, and everybody went to jubilation. All these gopi girls, Radharani, Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, everybody went ecstasy, happy, festival. This is the end of Damodar Leela. So all this Leela for nourishment. Is that good or no? Now you see, it is required. That's why all this pastime, even demon comes, is nourishment. It increased the love of the Lord more than before, million times more than before. That's what going on. Now we are going to relish more by hearing Gopi Git. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpataruvesya, Vikasindupayavacha, Patitanam Bhavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo.
Whoever is good, please on the floor.